The Fairmount Waterworks in Philadelphia is showing off its muscles. A new permanent exhibit at the former municipal pumping station near the Art Museum will feature freshwater mussels as nature's water filtration system. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports it doubles as an experimental science station.
Mussels, those black bivalves that taste great in a buttery broth, are able to filter 20 gallons of water a day. That's each mussel. So if you have a bank of thousands of mussels, you can keep a whole river clean. Unfortunately, for the last 200 years, we have treated our rivers as industrial sites. So mussels living on a diet of toxins have died off. But Angela Padaletti, a senior scientist with the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary, says mussels are now poised for a comeback.
So we've taken down dams. Our water quality is much improved. For those reasons, we think that we can introduce these babies and these adult mussels back into the river system and that they will survive and thrive.
Padaletti is talking about freshwater mussels, which are not suitable for eating, but are excellent for purifying water. She's carefully nurturing baby mussels in tanks inside the Fairmount Waterworks Interpretive Center to be released into selected parts of Philadelphia's waterways. The purpose is twofold. The first reason is to teach people how important mussels are to our rivers. The problem is, mussels might be the least sexy of all aquatic life. They are literally bottom feeders. Exhibition designer Victoria Prezzi created interactive multimedia displays that show mussels as quiet and reliable characters that are vital to the health of a river.
The mussel looks like a rock. A mussel doesn't have eyes. And so how do we start to play with the characteristics of a mussel but not do it in a way that diminishes the authenticity of the story? So we didn't want to turn this into a cartoon.
The second part of the mussel hatchery is to do the hard science of developing a healthy mussel habitat. The Philadelphia Water Department is watching closely to see how the hatchery can be scaled up to become part of the citywide water purification system. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.